This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's talk about maybe, you know, our successes, which is very important. So I want you to recite the chapter of victory for us, bro. Let's analyze this for lessons for everybody and for myself.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
Beautiful,
صدق bro. الله العظيم.
Beautiful.
جزاكم الله خيرا.
And I bless you and your Quran, and I know you've been learning Quran and studying with beautiful mashayikh, and may Allah increase you on that.
Ameen.
And make it your focus, bro. Eat it up, internalize it, make it your focus. That was very moving. جزاك الله خير. So we know this chapter in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when people come to the deen in crowds. And what is Allah's lessons for us here? He's saying to us that we should praise Allah, that the praise, we must glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not glorify ourselves. Because one of the key spiritual diseases of our heart is ujub, is self-amazement. Look what I did, right?
Mm.
Or even kibr, arrogance as well, right? Thinking that you're better than others and you reject the truth. But in this context, it's ujub. It's thinking that it's because of you. You were like, you know, the source of this. No.
Yeah.
It wasn't that you that threw, it was Allah that threw. Allah just used you in order to manifest His guidance and mercy to people. So when you feel that in your heart about self-amazement, praise Allah. Alhamdulillah, it's because of Allah. It's got nothing to do with me. And you have to believe that, because that spiritual disease is one of the four key spiritual diseases, according to our pious predecessors, that other spiritual diseases emerge. So don't praise yourself, praise Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Then what does Allah say? Talks about istighfar, talking about seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek His forgiveness. And because maybe our successes was as a result of good deeds, but our heart wasn't in the right place. Or maybe it was because our heart was in the right place, but we did some things that we shouldn't have done. We don't know. Allah knows, right? He knows. He knows what the inner sins are, what the outer sins are, what the public sins are, what the private sins are. Allah knows and we don't. So keep on doing istighfar. And then Allah says He's the one who accepts.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Yeah, Tawbah.
Tawbah. So therefore, always be engaged. You should encourage us to be on a path of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
In actual fact, I learned this from our beloved Abdurrahim Green.
Mm.
Because on the staff WhatsApp group, we were like, oh, this is great stuff. And then he said, just do istighfar, right? And he referenced this chapter in the Quran. And then I was like, subhanAllah, that's so deep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't have ujub, praise Allah, do istighfar, turn back to Him continuously. And we should all do this. When we have a great tweet that's going really well, or a video that's going viral, or great successes in our dawah, public life,
subhanAllah,
always praise Allah, it's always do istighfar, and always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should be a lesson that we should take with us continuously, because it's so significant. Because otherwise, bro, maybe all of these successes would be successes only in this world, but not in the akhirah. Right, it would be like dust on a stone, or you know, when it rains, where is the dust? It's gone. It's like meaningless. Yeah, so it's very important for us not to have this spiritual mirage. Yeah, so we shouldn't be following this kind of spiritual mirage where, you know, we think we're doing something great, but our hearts are not in the right place, and all we see is not just the illusion, spiritual illusion, but we see the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should realign our hearts to Allah with praising Allah, istighfar and tawbah, when we have successes. And that's very important.
100%.
Because in modern society, bro, it's about the glorification of the self, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We live in an egocentric and egotistical society where, you know, the new deity has become oneself. You know, TikTok, YouTube, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It is the glorification of It's the glorification of me. I become now my deity, which is something the Quran says. Have you not seen the one who takes his own desires as his own Lord? This is like auto-deity. It's afto, meaning yourself. It comes from the Greek. You're worshipping yourself. Auto-deism, yeah? You worship yourself. And that is very, very important for us always to be Allah-centric, not ego-centric.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the struggle. And, you know, even me not being CEO anymore, I'll have to engage in that struggle and seek tawbah and istighfar, because 100%. The great work that happened, that Allah allowed to happen,
yeah,
I want to be part of that, not because I did anything special, But because I want Allah's mercy and I need to do tawbah for anything that I did that maybe it wasn't for Allah's sake, maybe if it was for ego, maybe if it was for ostentation, maybe it was because that result of maybe hasad or kibr or ujub or whatever the case may be, I want to now try and reflect and seek Allah's repentance, and maybe, you know, we'll be eligible for His mercy, bro. So.